It's said that cockroaches can live through the apocalypse. Why can't my garden be that resilient? This is Sandra Tsingla with The Lowdown on Science. When the mercury hits a new high, we humans can deal with it. We just stay indoors. But plants and animals are dying off as the climate changes. Are we going to be left with a barren wasteland? Hopefully not, says Annabelle Smith at the University of Queensland. Smith and colleagues studied the plantain, a plant species found all over the world. The researchers monitored the demographics of these cooking bananas at over 50 sites worldwide. In addition to plant births and deaths, they studied the local environment and plant DNA. This yields information about the plant's genetic diversity, which is what helps plants adapt to different environments. Plants typically have higher genetic diversity in their native environment, but plantains had high genetic diversity everywhere they grew. These results can help scientists understand how plants will adapt to a changing climate. Now, can science figure out why all my indoor plants are dying?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.